Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We subsequently tried to get more of a response from them over a period of days. Finally, outside of the CBS News Washington Bureau, after Mr. Cain taped Face the Nation, I interviewed him and asked him repeatedly, in fact, four times all told, have you ever been accused of sexual harassment? He would not answer the question.
There's Jonathan Martin, who is from Politico.com. They lean a little bit on the left, just so in case you don't know who they are or what they're about. He asks and answers questions for a living, and he had an attempt to get Herman Cain to acknowledge or deny the sexual harassment allegations that have just popped up. Herman Cain didn't say anything before the story was published. So Herman Cain appears to be the number one focus here. Lots of people want to be heard on this already at 800-510-8255, so we'll take it as far as you would like to have it taken. In the Talk Radio Countdown Show hour that you're about to hear, I think that'll be the main substance. Doug Steffen here, starting with MSNBC and Chuck Todd here, with the Cain Chief of Staff Mark Block, the guy who did the puffing on that internet spot. Here he is.
Let me start with the story, the allegations that are out there. And yesterday, the spokesman, J.D. Gordon, didn't deny the specific allegation that somehow these two women left the National Restaurant Association after a financial settlement.
First of all, Chuck, let me tell you that Herman Cain has never sexually harassed anybody, period, end of story. The only people who spoke publicly about the story in that article are the ones that were in the best position to know. They were the chair, vice chair, immediate past chair of the National Restaurant Association during Herman Cain's tenure. Yet all three said that he was a man of total integrity. Every negative word and accusation in the article is sourced to a series of unnamed or anonymous sources, and this is questionable at best. I am not personally aware of any cash settlement relating to sexual harassment charges to Mr. Cain.
Have you asked Mr. Cain that specific question?
Yes, I have.
And what
he said to me emphatically, when there is facts, bring them to me. Let me face my accusers, and we'll deal with it then.
I can tell you, I have my own sourcing on this that talks about a cash settlement from somebody who was familiar and was working at the National Restaurant Association. I understand there are non-disclosure agreements on this, and that's part of the reason why you're going to get sometimes some of this tougher sourcing on this, because it, in order to get the money, you had to sign this. But there's a lot of string here.
Yep.
Is he issuing you a flat? I mean, even to you, that doesn't sound like he's giving you a flat-out denial.
I would suggest that you contact the National Restaurant Association and ask them about any settlement. I am not personally aware of any settlement dealing with Mr. Cain.
You understand how that sounds?
Yes, I do. It's very serious.
No, but I mean, the fact that you cannot say it, and you're telling us that we have to go to the association.
That's
to say
the place
it.
To get the answer on if there was a settlement.
How concerned are you that this story, because the campaign cannot be the ones to stop this, that you're saying we have to go?
I think Mr. Cain will be addressing it today. And again, Mr. Cain has never sexually harassed anyone, period.
Did you ask him about the allegations?
Yes, I did.
Well, about the financial part, but about the
absolutely.
Allegations.
Absolutely.
And you're comfortable
and
that
he said
was it a miscommunication between him and the women?
He said emphatically, the story's not true. Bring me some facts. Bring me my accuser. And that's really the way we should handle this in today's society, don't you think?
All right, what do you think about all of this? Is this a witch hunt, as Mr. Cain has suggested? Is he a sexual harasser? Methinks this sounds a lot like the Clarence Thomas situation. Do you think it's comparable? 800-510-8255. From CNN, Kyra Phillips talks to political commentators LZ Granderson and Will Cain, no relation, about the way Herman Cain has refused to comment on this story.
What do you think of his response? Well, you know, for a guy who has no problem talking and saying it like it is and telling it like it is and knows all this information about how, you know, Planned Parenthood started and whether or not President Obama's black enough, why not just answer the question, dude? It's a yes or no question. Just answer the question. This is just politics as usual, and now he's just being exposed as the politician that he actually is.
Will, why didn't he get out in front of this? I mean, his campaign had several days.
I don't know the answer to that, Kira. I think we might see him try to do that soon. You know, I would say we should tap the brakes just a tad bit on this. It was only a couple months ago that Dominic Strauss-Kahn was accused of things that it's very unclear that he ever actually did. We like to jump on these stories very early and very clearly and often very wrongly. That being said, if this story does prove to be true, well, then Herman Cain needs to address it immediately and up front. I think that's the only way strategically for him to not have this story be a deal killer for him. Because, you know, we don't know how these things play out. It killed John Edwards' campaign, but it sure didn't do anything to Bill Clinton's campaign. So deal with it up front, and we'll see how it comes out.
Well, Will, did you think he did deal with it up front? It seemed like he got a little uncomfortable. There was kind of a little muttering going on. Then he just looked at the reporter and said, have you ever been accused of sexual harassment?
Well, he clearly did not deal with it right up front, right away. And now I'm going to answer this question strategically, and I'm going to be honest. I'm not a strategist. You got plenty of people around here who can do strategery. But you know, what he did do is he ran out of line that's probably going to work with a lot of people. A story with a chock full of anonymous sources that he can just say is a example of liberal establishment or mainstream media establishment coming after him will probably play well with the GOP base at first. But if it continues to bounce around this story, and if these sources come out, and if it's clear it's true, well, he's got to change that tact quickly.
Is this the hottest headline of the day? News Talk Radio is the focus here on the countdown, and the sampling we have of opinions and conversation from talk radio stations and programs around the country is the meat of this program. So we have the chief of staff who says, no, it's not a problem, or he didn't do it. A couple of unknown commentators, I don't know who either of these people are, after Cain saying he refused to comment, but yet he did talk about it on Fox. So we'll get to that in a moment here on the countdown.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, with our focus on Herman Cain and some of the tweets and Twitters and Facebook comments. This stuff is wildly spreading. Here is Cain on Fox.
I have never sexually harassed anyone. Let's say that. Secondly, I've never sexually harassed anyone. And yes, I was falsely accused while I was at the National Restaurant Association, and I say falsely because it turned out after the investigation to be baseless. The people mentioned in that article were the ones who would be aware of any misdoings, and they have attested to my integrity and my character. It is totally baseless and totally false. Never have I committed any sort of sexual harassment.
You can accuse anybody of anything. You can sue anybody for anything. I don't know whether Herman Cain sexually assaulted somebody or not. I would like to believe that the guy is believable. Those of you who support him say this is a witch hunt. You say the left is after him because he appears to be riding high. You got to do something to discredit him. And it does remind me of the Clarence Thomas event. 800-510-8255. Here's Talko's Jimmy Mathis with Maggie Haberman, another Politico.com writer.
What do you say to people that believe that there's sort of an agenda with this story? Obviously, you're going to get that regardless, but, I mean, those are some early accusations that have been made.
We would report on anyone where it involved similar circumstances that could be published. I think our reporting speaks for itself.
I understand, you know, you're reluctant in your voice to answer this, but obviously you guys did this story because you believe it's important. You believe it's a story that needs to be told, that this is information that the voters need to know before they make a decision.
I think it is information about a candidate. This is what national betting look like for any candidate, and I think that it's, I think voters are just beginning to learn about Herman Cain, and who he is. He's never been through a national race before. He ran for Senate in Georgia in 2004. He did not become the nominee. And, so I think that this is what happens when you run for office is, pieces of your background and your life and, you get looked at.
Okay. And the way his camp is handling this, I mean, he is not a political pro, nor does he pretend to be one. Do you think this is? Do you think that the way they're handling this sort of is his lack of experience in politics is sort of is showing right now?
It's certainly been unconventional. I mean, I think unconventional has been the word that you could use to describe the Cain campaign for months. I mean, he has a tremendous appeal to voters. His polling numbers have defied gravity by defining gravity as organization, infrastructure, fundraising. I think his fundraising has upticked considerably since he won the Florida straw poll. But for a while, he was struggling. He had staffers leave his campaign in Iowa. He had staffers leave his campaign in New Hampshire. His communications director, who was a very loyal employee, left abruptly to go work on a lieutenant governor's race recently, within the last 2 months. So, and yet through all of it, including, stumbles on issues like that are important to social conservatives, like abortion, as we've seen in the last couple of weeks, he has continued to perform very well.
All right. So is he performing okay as far as you're concerned? The obvious thing is that the liberal side is trying to take a shot at him because he looks like a contender. 21 after the hour.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are. We have some more bits and pieces of this story. People who are, there's a lot of Twitter action on this. Let me see if I can quote some of it. The story about Herman Cain and whether or not he is guilty of sexual harassment has lit up phones on talk radio programs all across the country, the national ones, the local ones. Here's host Dory Monson with Jake Skorheim talking about the Cain harassment allegations. And while it appears to be a little more than a hack job by Politico, Mr. Cain's reaction doesn't do him any good.
Two women, according to a piece at Politico. There's probably something to it, but it's really a hack job because everybody's an unnamed source. But according to Politico, two women accused Herman Cain of sexual harassment when he was the head of the National Restaurant Association, the other NRA, more than a decade ago. So it's like 15 years ago when this allegedly happened. And according to the report, two women got paid off. So Herman Cain, he went on Fox News with Jenna Lee. So she asked him if he actually did commit the sexual harassment. And by the way, the sexual harassment were comments, allegedly. Comments that made them uncomfortable. They weren't overt. They weren't particularly sexual. It's not like he, dropped his pants or groped them or any of that. But generally asked him straight out, did you do it?
Let's start with the truth. That's always the best place to start. What is the truth about these allegations of sexual harassment or sexual misconduct? Have you ever been accused at any time of either?
Yes. I have never sexually harassed anyone. Let's say that. Secondly, I've never sexually harassed anyone. And
that was the first and the second.
Yes, I was falsely accused while I was at the National Restaurant Association, and I say falsely because it turned out after the investigation to be baseless. The people mentioned in that article were the ones who would be aware of any misdoings, and they have attested to my integrity and my character. It is totally baseless and totally false. Never have I committed any sort of sexual harassment.
Okay, so he just absolutely denies it. But what about the part of the Politico report that says that they paid off these two women that accused him?
Have you ever had to settle a claim, falsely accused or not? Sometimes a settlement
happens when a false accusation is made? Have you ever had to settle a claim, given money or paid someone because of a claim of sexual harassment or sexual misconduct?
At the Restaurant Association. Now, outside of the Restaurant Association, absolutely not. If the restaurant...
Wait. So he's never made a payment outside of the Restaurant Association? This is not a good accounting of himself in this.
Because it makes him sound super guilty.
All right. Is he guilty or not? David in Lynchburg, you're up first. Go ahead, sir.
I'm not sure if he's guilty or not. But anybody who supports him or who supports this allegation had better not have supported Bill Clinton. I mean, if he did, if he didn't, I don't know anybody who's in any kind of powerful office of power that may or may not have done something. But, you know, if everybody has done something, and I think that they have, don't support, you know, I mean, Bill Clinton is the worst of them all.
According to you. Look at how wildly popular he is these days. Bill Clinton, if people could have voted for him a third time, or even today if they could vote for him, they'd vote for him because they dislike the guy. Is Herman Cain cut out of that same cloth? Is he just a likable guy?
I hope we don't have to spend another $50 million to find out.
Right. Gee. Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir. It's 28 after the hour on the countdown.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. When the temperature starts to drop, putting off seasonal vehicle maintenance and needed repairs can leave you stranded. Be ready for the colder months ahead with the help of your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Checking for cracked belts and hoses, inspecting your fluid levels, and replacing worn brake pads will keep you and your family safe this winter. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Arnon Rowley, Korean War POW, December 1950 to August 1953.
It wasn't the athletic contest that I remember vividly about that visit to the officer's cab. It's something that happened the second night. The door opened and an officer stuck his head in. He said, "Shh, follow me." This officer led us between several of the buildings in the POW camp, and we ended up in what was the camp kitchen. And it was dark inside. When the officer reached up and pulled the switch of a single light bulb in the middle of the room, and on the table was a cake about 16 by 20 inches inside, decorated as the flag of the United States. I knew, and it reminded me that that flag represented every POW, in fact, every man that had given his life in Korea.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the second half hour. Much of it will be devoted to your calls on the issue of Herman Cain and whether or not he has sexually harassed anybody before, about the story itself, why it comes up, where it came from. It was an article in Politico.com, which is a left-of-center-leaning web establishment, if you will. They have their own political agenda. So is that what the cause of this? I mean, this kind of stuff can float around. I used Clarence Thomas as an example. I can use myself. I was accused about 12 years ago of sexually harassing someone. I didn't do it anymore. I don't know whether Herman Cain did or not, but I will tell you that I didn't do it. But my lawyer said, get rid of this person and give her something. So rather than go to trial or whatever, I gave her something. I didn't acknowledge it, and she didn't say much of anything, and today she tries to be my friend, so it's strange what motivates people in the political season we're in, high-stakes political office, stuff's going to come out of the woodwork. Anything, anywhere that could be used against Herman Cain will be used happily by his opposition. And I don't know even that this is from the, it's certainly possible this information didn't even come from the left. It came from somebody else who's running as a Republican. That certainly, you can see what Rick Perry has done so far in his political life. He's probably the most qualified to start something like this of anybody that's running, it seems to me. That's just my thinking because I don't like the guy. I don't see there's any, he doesn't ooze credibility. Does Herman Cain? Yep. Is he human? Yep. I mean, Perry's been accused of having sex with any number of women outside of his marriage. Nothing much came out of that. And people go back to Bill Clinton and how he worked through it. It's a different era. That doesn't mean it's right, but we're living in a different era, and people don't necessarily pay too much attention to that. I mean, certainly in the Republican Party, good God, look at all. Both sides have been involved up to their mickeys in sexual abuse, if you will. And you know, these people survive politically. So what's it all about? Back to Cain himself and his appearance yesterday at the Washington Press Club.
Number one, in all of my over 40 years of business experience, running businesses and corporations, I have never sexually harassed anyone. Number two, while at the Restaurant Association, I was accused of sexual harassment. Falsely accused, I might add. I was falsely accused of sexual harassment. And when the charges were brought, as the leader of the organization, I recused myself and allowed my general counsel and my human resource officer to deal with the situation. And it was concluded after a thorough investigation that it had no basis. As far as a settlement, I am unaware of any sort of settlement. I hope it wasn't for much, because I didn't do anything. But the fact of the matter is, I'm not aware of a settlement that came out of that accusation. Per the article, two anonymous sources claiming sexual harassment. We're not going to chase anonymous sources when there's no basis for the accusation. I would draw your attention to the three people mentioned near the end of the article that were at the Restaurant Association as past chairman, chairman, and incoming chairman of the board, who would have known about this if it had turned out, in fact, to be a charge with some validity. But it was not. And so, as a result, I have never sexually harassed anyone, and those accusations are totally false.
All right. So, is this enough, or do we go on with this? I guess we do, because I'm looking at a lot of people who want to speak about this. What say you? Is he still a contender? Is he an intender? Is he a pretender? Or are there others on the list that you think are cut from that cloth? What is to be made of all of this other than political hay and lots of conversation on talk radio programs? 800-510-8255. I was reading one of the blogs for one of these people that does a lot of writing. And this guy's name is Frank Conniff. He writes, Herman Cain doesn't remember if women he allegedly sexually harassed were paid off. Well, did he listen to the press club? Whether he remembers or he doesn't remember, again, you can accuse anybody of anything. And what does it mean? Anybody here listening, both men and women, there's a lot of women now are charged with sexual harassment as well. What does it mean? I have heard people have been charged with sexual harassment because women in an organization were told by the person accused they had on an attractive dress, or they looked very nice. You look very pretty today, Miss Sue. Stuff like that. You can accuse somebody of saying, you looked at me like you looked at my breasts before you looked in my eyes. You were looking at my legs. So what does all that mean? It doesn't mean anything, really. I mean, other than I'd be happy to have somebody do that. You're going to engage in conversation with somebody that may be flirtatious. Is that sexual harassment? 800-510-8255. Linda's in Redding, California, and you're on the air. Linda, go ahead, please.
Hi. It's amazing how much I agree with what you say. There are people who come out of the woodwork, Doug, and they scheme. Slimy people who want to tear down other people.
Yeah, this woman who accused me of it told the lawyer she wanted $4,000. I'll take $4,000 and go away, so she said.
And this is unsolicited advice toward you, but I would just flee from that person. Just if she wants to be your friend now, she's would be a false friend. Anyone who could do something like that has no character themselves. And America needs to lighten up. If you want to be a happy person, you look at other people, you notice other people, you're out in the world, you're engaging. If you say something nice to a person and they misconstrue it, that's their problem. And as you say, anybody can sue for anything, anybody can accuse anybody of anything. But people who know him, let me say I would be very disheartened if, I don't like the guy either, Rick Perry, but if he's the one behind this, it would be sad if another GOP is the right one.
I think they're very capable. These guys, they think of nothing but themselves and their conquests in many circumstances. These people, I should say, guys, because Michelle Bachmann in this hunt, she's not going to get anywhere. And there are people who are writing now, there are lots of reasons Herman Cain won't be president, and now there's one more. You know, that kind of stuff. That may be this person's opinion, and you can write that. So you say anything you want. That's what this medium is all about. Say what you want. Think what you want. That's what America is about. Think about stuff and say what you want, and then let's see what happens through the process. But one of the things I will say, Linda, in listening to some of these people, this is the first time I've thought this, but I think it's the first time I've said it on the air. A lot of these bloggers, a lot of these websites that are left and or right, are started by people who are pretty young, pretty inexperienced, pretty unseasoned, and they get a little attention, and it goes to their head. And I, you know, some of these people don't have any journal. I mean, most of the people around writing now don't have any political, they don't have any journalistic background. They have plenty of political background. And so they use that, and they may be decent writers. They find themselves attached to something that is bigger than they are. And, but you listen to them talking about this stuff. It sounds like you're talking to people who are pretty young and pretty inexperienced. And I don't know that that's not in and of itself bad, because it isn't. But consider the source. All right, thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. More from you in a moment here on The Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. That is, of course, the theme song for the great Laurel and Hardy. And for the first time ever, a new box set, Laurel and Hardy, The Essential Collection, collects all 47 of their classic sound films. The set even includes some rare Spanish language versions. The pair recited their dialogue phonetically, so Ollie's classic line,
"Here's another nice mess you've gotten me into,"
becomes,
"El buen laberinto me has metido."
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand, on cable, weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand, on cable, this week. Tommy Lee Jones takes control in Captain America, The First Avenger. Owen Wilson goes full throttle in Cars 2. Christopher Plummer starts a new life in Beginners. And Reese Witherspoon and Hal Holbrook risk everything in Water for Elephants. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
800-510-8255. All right, let's keep the callers going. Here's Bill in Massachusetts listening in Worcester, as a matter of fact.
Let me start by saying I'm a Ron Paul supporter.
But I'm just curious why all the outrage about the high-tech lynching of Herman Cain when the high-tech lynching of Barack Obama 4 years ago was fine. That was the whole birther movement. I didn't hear anybody on the conservative side have a problem or disassociate themselves with that. But, of course, that was the correct side. We had to keep this terrorist out of office by whatever means necessary, so let's do a high-tech lynching of him. That's why people like me, who are supporters of Ron Paul, are disgusted with the far right and disgusted with the far left. Because all of this political gamesmanship, like what's going on, and I agree, probably is a high-tech lynching of Herman Cain. Absolutely true. But both sides do it. However, each side can justify it by saying, well, we have to do that because we got to keep that guy from winning. Let me tell you something. The people on the far right, Herman Cain's people, there's no moral high ground. And let me tell you something. As I was listening to his quote about denying everything, all I kept thinking was, wow, he sounds just like Bill Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman. So we'll see how it all washes out. But just understand, there's no moral high ground. It's politics, and it's filthy.
What a shame that's the way he thinks, and so many more of you think the same thing about how dirty politics is. And you know what? He may be right. Bill, thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Let's move to Barry in North Carolina.
My first thing about Cain is I just look at him as basically it doesn't really matter whether, you know, this story is basically just to get some, like, the human, or just to get the American people to run around like a dog chasing his tail. You know, they'll never catch the story. It's just something to get them to run around and get confused for a little bit. But what it all boils down to is that with the politics the way it is, now, you've got, you know, it just bothers me the way Republicans are doing things now because they're trying to take it to, like, reverse psychology level. They go, okay, the Democrats are all on this black thing with Obama, so what we're going to do is we're going to bring in Cain, and we're going to use him to maybe use some reverse psychology to where now if any Democrat says anything, now they're racist. They don't care, you know, Cain or whatever. Anybody who's in politics anyways comes from a pool of people who have been loyal to corporations. And they, when their number comes up, they get thrown. They get different opportunities to get thrown their way. Like Cain, here he is now. He's on the national scene, and he gets to appear that he has power. When really the power players are all behind the scenes. No one will ever see them. They don't want to be seen.
Yeah, maybe something to that. Big government, big money, big politics. Bob is in Pennsylvania. What do you think, Bob?
This is all nonsense. I was a superintendent in the shop, and I hired a black fellow. He got the job. He was in the bathroom 3 hours a day. He couldn't learn anything, and I counseled him. And he started coming in late. He missed 2 days a week. I called up Human Resources. They said, just write it up and don't do anything right now. We'll get all the information. Finally, it came out as a racial problem. You know what? They settled the case just so he'd go away. I quit over that because I was so frustrated. I had gotten rid of guys before for doing stuff like this. I wrote them up. They made enough problems for me where I had to get rid of him. Because he was black, they didn't press the case for my human resources. They gave him the money to go away because I had that in my own shop. I think he's an honorable man. I think he's smart. I think he's way more intelligent than anybody running, including Barack Obama. He's been successful all his life. He had jobs. He worked his way up. He went to college without affirmative action. Everything he earned, he got. I trust him more than anybody I see on the scene right now.
Marge in Florida, are you surprised?
It does not surprise me. Number one, I do respect Politico and their reporting, and I don't believe they would put out anything before thoroughly investigating it. A few weeks ago, I met Mr. Cain at the Barnes & Noble book signing in the Villages here in Central Florida. And as a woman, I'm 45 years old, and I do believe there is a glass ceiling still in the United States as far as women in government and also in corporate America. And I'll tell you, just the feeling that I got when I met Mr. Cain, I could just tell he was slick. There was something about him. And I got the impression that he was doing this book and threw his hat in the ring. And it's all for personal gain.
All right. More coming up on the Countdown.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What's the conversation over the fence in your neck of the woods? We're talking about Herman Cain. I think we were going to devote a few moments here to what's going on in Iraq with the troop withdrawal. But for that, let's listen to David, who's calling in from Nashville.
I basically, you know, look at this. I mean, you just have to look at it realistically. Herman Cain's been married to the same woman for 40 years. Any executive in a high position like that, there's always going to be parasites trying to, you know, get a free buck. It's kind of becoming clear this campaign that the Washington Post and the Political are essentially the mouthpiece for the Democrat Socialist Party, and this is really just a media-driven, high-tech lynching. Reminiscent of what happened to Clarence Thomas, who's been a great Supreme Court justice. The liberals in this country cannot stand a strong, self-made, conservative black man. It just absolutely infuriates them to the point where you get articles like this defaming a man who has really had an amazing life, self-made millionaire, head of a pizza chain, chairman of the Federal Reserve, and a very successful radio talk show host.
All right, so we've heard a lot of this stuff before, but we spent a good deal of time because, frankly, I thought it was worth the time. So check out more info at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, Iraq and our leaving Iraq, not so fast, though. We're going to stay in the Middle East. Here's talk host Jim Turpin with Congressman Tim Johnson of Illinois, who thinks it's time to bring the troops home.
The troops are coming home, or at least most of them, from Iraq. I know you're interested in having more troops in more places, Libya, Afghanistan, etc., coming home. Where do you stand on that right now?
Jim, I have now believed, and have believed for a long time now, that our ability to jam American values down the throat of people in the Middle East, humanitarianism, democracy, and otherwise, down the barrel of a gun, doesn't work. That we don't have a defined measure of victory or defeat, that we have lost between civilian and military lives over 200,000 lives, that American servicemen and women are not only being killed,
coming home with post-traumatic stress syndrome and a variety of other things. Their families are impacted. And equally significantly, I don't want to say equally, but significantly, we've lost upwards, or have spent over $3 trillion by the time Iraq, Afghanistan, and the illegal war in Libya and Uganda are finished. Over $3 trillion when the nation's already badly in debt. And I don't believe that anybody in Monticello or East Urbana is one iota safer because we've been there. I strongly support our men and women in uniform. I've been a big advocate for properly compensating them, not only in money terms, but otherwise for what they give to America. But I am convinced that our mission, if there ever was one, has long since expired, and we need to make sure that we bring our men and women home.
Yeah, that guy's right on as far as I'm concerned. Congressman Tim Johnson, a Republican of Illinois, with an overview of the situation there, which is right on. Okay, so let's listen to somebody who's on the other side. Al Sharpton talks about the Republican attack on President Obama for withdrawing the troops from Iraq.
With the Iraq war ending, the GOP candidates got behind the president, right?
We've lost, in many respects, we've lost control and lost the war in Iraq.
Was the president's administration out negotiated by the Iraqi leaders?
The last thing that you want to do is put those men and women's lives in peril, and I think that's what the president's done.
I guess not. Okay, but certainly the Republicans on the Armed Services Committee will give the guy some credit. Right.
It is viewed in the region as a victory for the Iranians, and I don't think there's any doubt there is.
Not being able to close the deal in Iraq is a very serious mistake. Celebrating leaving with no troops behind is a serious mistake. They're dancing in the streets in Tehran.
Let's be clear here. The timetable for pulling out was President Bush's timetable, and no matter what it is, Republicans flat out refuse to give this president any credit. Not for killing Osama bin Laden, not for saving lives in Libya, and not for ending a war that never should have happened in the first place. Why? Because their number one priority is to defeat this president. Their motto is, don't give credit where credit's due.
Nonsense. This is Al Sharpton, gas bag that he is. Plenty of people on the Republican side have given this president, certainly kudos for getting Osama bin Laden and the others. But that's what you expect because there's the left and the right and everybody wants to be heard. And that's why they're here on the Talk Radio.